I could do one.
A great loss by the Holiness Niranjana Swami. Just minutes ago, I read the shocking news that my godbrother, Ayendra Das, unexpectedly left this world last night in Sri Vrindavan Dham. I'm too devastated to write anything long in this connection. The constant tears flowing from my eyes make it too hard to write, and even as I write these few words, my thoughts of him only increase their flow. The world will suffer this tremendous loss of a great soul whose heart and soul was to expand the full glories of Sri Nam. My only solace at this moment is the memory I have of him last year when he came to see me while I was staying at Giriraj Maharaj's house in Vrindavan. Ayendra Prabhu heard that I had injured my back, but came anyway to request me to try and come to Krishna Balaram Mandir to chant during the boat festival on Gaura Purnim. Due to the intensity of this appeal, I did not want to disappoint him by telling him that it was impossible for me to attend. Rather than immediately telling him this, I simply looked at him right in the eyes and said to him, "Ayendra Prabhu, from the core of my heart, I wish to thank you for your complete dedication to the holy name. Not only myself, but I can see that the whole world is influenced by your dedication to Sri Nam." Ayendra Prabhu was completely taken aback by my interruption to his appeal. He looked back at me, also right into my eyes, but stumbled as an attempt to accept my appreciation. He thanked me for my kind words, but he looked so humble and childlike at that moment that I sensed he was momentarily displaying another identity, possibly the one for which he constantly hankered for in the core of his heart. I have no doubt in my heart that he is now serving Radha and Krishna in his fully manifested form. Devotees throughout the world should celebrate the life of this great soul by gathering together to chant Hare Krishna and by appreciating what Ayendra Prabhu has done for anyone and everyone who has ever come into contact with him. Hare Krishna.